Hey dudes, this is Michael, one of the co-hosts of Two Dudes in the Nest, the show you're about to listen to. If you are a first-time listener and you've picked one of these older episodes to listen to, maybe because it's one of your favorite games on the NES, I don't blame you. However, I just want to warn you that some of these episodes are 3, 4, maybe 5 years old. And this is before we got new audio equipment. This is really before we even knew what we were doing. But we want to leave them on the feed as long as we can because we want to have plenty of episodes for people to listen to. I just want to give a fair bit of warning before we get started. If you're an older listener and you're going back to listen to an episode again, you may hear something new because right before the episode starts here, we're going to have an advertisement, which is probably not what you heard the first time through. But now we started doing ads in our shows, so we're going to have an ad here. Anyways, I hope you enjoy. And if you do enjoy, please subscribe to the podcast and listen to as many episodes as you can. It always helps us out. And tell a friend too. That'd be nice. Enjoy the show. Hey, Justin.
What's up, dude?
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
I don't know who framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
Yes, what?
No, not yes, what? Who framed Roger Rabbit?
You tell me, I'm asking you. I don't know.
It's the game we're playing this week. Who framed Roger Rabbit?
What?
No, who?
Forget it. It was probably LGM. What's up, man?
Not much. Just trying to hunt down that rascally rabbit. No, wait,
Oh.
that's a different that's a different cartoon, right?
Yeah.
The
Yeah.
Rascally Rabbit.
And you know, in the movie, I was reading this earlier. In the movie is the first time that a Warner Brothers character and a Disney character have ever been on screen at the same time.
I think it's the only time, too,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was when Mickey and Bugs Bunny are falling, and so they're in the same scene.
I think Disney put the nix on that like right after this movie. I
Yeah.
think they're like, oh crap, this movie's not what we thought it was going to be.
No more of this. Speaking of the movie, were you a big fan of the movie?
When I was a kid, I loved this movie.
I don't
Yeah.
remember watching it that much. I mean,
It
I've
scared the
seen
crap
it.
out of me, but I watched it all the time.
Yeah. It did have it was dark.
It's
But
pretty dark. The guy with the bug eyes always freaked me out.
yeah. I guess I don't know what it was. Too much innuendo, too many innuendos maybe. Maybe my parents were like, was it PG? PG-13? Do we know?
Think it was PG, but it was kind of the PG of the PG-13 era. No. The PG-13 of the PG era? Yeah.
Yeah, things were rated differently, definitely back then. PG. It was
Right.
PG. Yeah.
Maybe even before PG-13 was a thing.
Yeah. It's like, I think Dumb and Dumber was PG-13, because that's how I convinced my parents to let me go see it in the theaters. Is
You were
because
13?
I was not 13 yet, no. But they were like, I was like, probably like 10. Well, let's see. It came out in what? It was 20 years from Dumb and Dumber
94,
Two, so
maybe?
that's 94. So I would have been 9, 10, and so I just begged them and begged them and begged them and begged them to see it. Right? They wouldn't let me see Ace Ventura, of course. They let me see When Nature Calls. Then they wouldn't. Then Mask was next, and they let me see The Mask on video. They wouldn't let me go to the theater. So Dumb and Dumber came out, and I was like, please, please, please let me go see it. And they let me go see it because it was PG-13, so they're like, you know, you're probably close enough.
Yeah.
And today's times would probably be R, to be honest.
Yeah, it'd be pretty close. It'd have to be pretty close.
Yeah.
Hey, you may want to quit banging on your desk, by the way. I hear some
Oops.
banging. It's cool. It's cool.
There you go, 2-star.
That's
My
for
kids are in
the two
bed.
star. The kids are in bed, but we got to do something to annoy you.
But anyway.
Yeah. I never saw movies in the theaters. Of course, we've talked about this before. My dad never made it
5 miles outside of our town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
So he's still keeping that, still keeping that record, or?
He's moved. Well, he started going to church in Lunar City now, which is like 10 miles out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's kind of stretching it.
Yeah, he's stretched his boundary a little bit.
Yeah.
Not much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, Who Frames Roger Rabbit on the NES? Now, this was a Patreon pick, right?
It was. Andy, this is for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big fan of this game, apparently. He was.
Yeah. I think he's got a little bit of nostalgia going for it, but yeah, he likes it, supposedly.
Another LJN. Game, I was going to say catastrophe, but I'll say game this for right now.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got some history for us on it?
I've got some history in a special format. I'm bringing something back this week.
One man quiz?
It's a one man quiz.
All right.
I've got a 5-question quiz. Some of it pertains to the film. Some of it pertains to the game, because there wasn't a whole lot of history on like the game. So, a lot of the history is going to be, well, a few of the history questions are going to be about the movie. Okay. And the first one is going to be about the movie. How many Oscars did the film win?
Oh.
Now, I'm not giving you any multiple choices here.
Oscars.
You got to bring it out.
That is the movie one, right? That's not like the music one? It's not like the Grammys, right?
No, yeah, this is the movie one.
So okay.
This is the prestigious Academy Awards.
Okay. I want to say 3.
Wow.
Knocked it out. Did I get it right?
Typed it. You must have typed in IMDb real quick.
No, I didn't. It's just a good guess.
Yes, it won 3. It won for best film editing, best effects, and best visual effects. So, there you go. It was also nominated for 3 others, so. But they were all like sound and stuff like that. Wouldn't like up for Best Picture or anything like that. So, you're 1 for 1 now. All right.
All right.
Some of these are real easy. So, number 2. This game, while being released and published by LJN, was developed by Rare. What other games have the dudes discussed that has been published by LJN but developed by Rare?
Oh, is there more than one?
I think I said games. I meant game.
It is. What other game?
We have talked about one other game that Rare
was it
developed. Didn't
was it Home Alone?
It was not Home Alone.
Okay.
It was another LJN game.
I don't know. I can't think of it. As soon as you tell me, I'm going to slap myself. But
all right, I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
It was a Halloween episode.
Oh, so it's either. Oh wait, it's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep, it's Nightmare on Elm Street. All right. So this is when I remember when we talked about that in the past on the Nightmare on Elm Street, because you know Rare is kind of has a pretty good reputation.
Great skit on that episode as well, by the way.
Yes. Yes. that was probably the best skit ever. Anyway.
Yeah.
But the we talked about how like Rare is kind of considered a pretty good game developer company.
Mm-hmm.
LJN considered probably one of the worst.
Right.
And it's kind of odd that you know Rare and LJN were kind of teamed up there. So, but this is another one where they team up.
Some of LJN's best games, though, were the ones that Rare made.
Yeah, but you know what they say: you can polish a turd. Right.
No, but it's not as tasty.
I think this game you're gonna knock this game this game you're going to knock out of the park, especially this question. Bob Hoskins plays Eddie Valiant in the film. What other Nintendo-related character does he play?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be Mario.
That'd be Mario. Plays Mario.
It's an easy one.
Brothers. Right.
Easy peasy. And it's queasy.
All right. This, I don't know if you'll get this one. So Bob Hoskins' son wouldn't talk to him for 2 weeks after he was done filming Who Framed Roger Rabbit because he thought he was hanging out with what cartoon character while on set and didn't introduce him?
Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. So he said his kid, his son didn't talk to him, and he was like, "Why? What's up?" Finally, like after 2 weeks, he's like, "What's up?" And he's like, "Well, you've been hanging out with Bugs Bunny, and you didn't even introduce me."
That's adorable.
Yeah, it is. All right, we're going to round out this game. You could make it a perfect 5 for 5.
That's my goal.
This one has got a little twist in it.
Uh-oh.
So David Wise composed the music for this game. What other game have the dudes talked about that David Wise composed the music that was also loved by my grandmother?
Anticipation?
Yes. 5 for 5. You knocked out the history quiz.
Okay. And by loved by your grandmother, do you mean loved by you?
And, well, you know... that's the reason that I love it.
Right. Okay.
Hey, it's a good game. Come on.
Yeah. It's all right. You can play as a pair of high heels, so.
That's true. So did you have this game when Andy requested it, or did you have to go out and find it?
You know, that's a good question. The thing is, I don't have it, all right? But
currently,
I feel like, currently, yes, I don't have it. I rented it a lot when I was a kid. I know I rented it several times. The reason I say it's a funny question is because I feel like when Andy told me what game he was requesting, I told him that I had it.
Aha. Uh-huh. But you don't.
I told him that I had it from my childhood because I thought I did.
Because
I remember,
it a lot.
I just played it a lot. It's kind of the same as last week, the Bart game. Because I just played it all the time. I thought I had it, so I just remember having the conversation with Andy. He's like, you know, I want you guys to do Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And I said, oh sweet, yeah, I love that game. And he said, are you gonna have to go on a quest to find it? I said, no, I've still got it from my childhood. And then he said something like Neighbor Kid, and I said, no, not Neighbor Kid. I've had this one. And then I went to go play it, and I didn't have it.
And lo and behold, Neighbor Kid stole it from you. Maybe
yeah.
You had it in somewhere in a rap studio. There's a copy of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, have we ever told that story?
That's an inside joke. I don't think so.
I don't know if Neighbor Kid listens to this show or not.
Yeah,
I know he's listened to it a couple times, but at one point in time, and I don't know why we laughed because I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But at one point in time, I was a producer of his rap album.
Right.
Okay. And it was good times.
Yeah. Is he still in Tennessee? Is he still in Tennessee or has he moved?
No, I think he's in Ohio.
Okay.
I think he's in Ohio.
Well, he had to move away from you. You were stealing all of his games.
Yep. Stealing his games.
Right.
taking all the money for his awesome beats.
That's right.
And rapping.
That's right.
Taking all the glory, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you want to just jump into this game? The game discussion?
You know, we could either jump into the game discussion, or we could jump into... The manual.
Love it.
Ooh, all right.
This one even has like some wrinkles in it. Makes it seem authentic.
Yeah. No, it's authentic, all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scan. Okay.
Treat your interactive game carefully. Wait a minute, is interactive spelled?
We talk about this every time we talk about an LJN game, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's not how you spell interactive.
Can LJN do much of anything right?
Not quite. Okay. Although it does have the official Nintendo seal of quality there.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Introduction. You've seen the movie. You know the story. A heartbroken Hollywood toon star is accused of murdering one of the most popular men in town. The same man who was just 24 hours earlier seen playing patty cake with our star's lovely and mysterious wife. It's an open and shut case, right? Wrong. This is where your job begins. You must search high and low through downtown Los Angeles, the city park, the warehouse district, and even Toontown, looking for clues to help Eddie prove that Roger is innocent. You have to unearth all four pages of Marvin's missing will that will guarantee Toontown's future forever. At the same time, you must also keep the weasels from getting Roger, protect Jessica from the dreaded Dipmobile, and help Eddie stay out of jail. And if this is not enough, you must collect the right weapons, accessories, and facts that will enable you to defeat Judge Doom in the final confrontation. You'll have to call up all of your game playing and super sleuth detective abilities to get you through this one. And there's still no guarantee. In the end, the joke could be on you.
I like that they pretty much say you can use every tool in your tool belt, your brain to its maximum power, and you still might not beat this game. You might not be good enough, actually.
This could all just be a big joke on you.
This game's actually not beatable. And also, I do have to say, is there any animal in the animal kingdom that has a funnier name than the weasel?
No, I don't think so. Hey, didn't we used to call Crabman Weasel?
We did. I was going to bring
that
up.
He hated that.
I was going to bring that up, but I was going to save him that. But you brought it up, so.
I had to bring it up.
That was not our job. Bad, we did not call him that.
No, we didn't.
We didn't invent that.
No, somebody else did, and, you know, we started to run with it until we realized Josh didn't really like it.
No, he didn't just dislike it. It was a loathe entirely.
There's some deep-rooted hatred there on that one.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was almost like he had been called that before, and somebody just brought it back up.
Yeah, and you could just see, the fire behind his pupils, you know, like in movies.
Yeah, or like there was like a quick flashback. He just had a quick flashback in front of us, you know?
Right. Like it's in a preschool somewhere. Somebody called him that. Yeah.
Anyway. You know, he's probably a ninja back in preschool too. So
that's true.
I'd watch out.
Yeah.
Okay, so game guide. You know, there's two views. There's the overhead and the side view. Mm-hmm. That's all that's saying there. How to play? You know.
It's very reminiscent of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it kind of is, because you drive around, and then when you get to a building, it'll switch to a side view.
Right. Mm-hmm. And every time I saw this view right here on page, this close-up side view page, with him at the dresser, in the game, when I see him, when you walk up to the dresser, I think he's peeing in the dresser.
It does kind of look like he's peeing.
He's just going around peeing a little bit here, peeing a little bit there.
He's just peeing in everybody's dresser. Well, because he never takes his hands out of his pockets, ever, unless he's going to punch somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And including Roger. You can punch Roger.
Yes, you can punch Roger. We'll get to that here in a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
And there he's farting. Go back up.
Yeah. If you listeners, if you have a manual, turn to page 7. He is, not only is he farting, but he's like got the leg cocked up.
Yeah, he's ripping a good one there.
As I like to call it, ripping a beaver.
Yeah, ripping a beaver. Right.
It's a real beaver there.
Right.
Oh, boy. It's like pulling an Eddie, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the car.
The car. The weasels.
Uh-oh, the weasels call it Roger.
Oh, that's a... We'll have to get to that here in just a minute, what happens when the weasels catch Roger.
Roger finds is really nothing in this game but a liability.
That's exactly what he is. He is a liability through and through.
Yeah. So.
Weapons and power items, some but not all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. Yeah.
I feel like there was more spring shoe talk back when we were kids than there is today.
Yeah. Inspector Gadget had springy shoes. There's springy shoes in Roger Rabbit. There's springy shoes in all the cartoons.
Yeah, there was like Wile E. Coyote constantly had spring shoes to like try to catch the Roadrunner.
I wonder where this. I wonder where all the spring shoe stuff went in the cartoons.
Maybe somebody finally figured out that that's ridiculous. And exploding cigars.
That's kind of the point, isn't it?
I feel like exploding cigars were a thing back then.
And just things that explode in general. Dynamite, TNT,
I guess,
bombs.
Well, can you imagine if a cartoon put an exploding, even if it's an exploding cigar, like a cigar in the cartoon nowadays, like the uproar that would happen?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think, with all the PC stuff going around and like terrorism, having bombs in cartoons is probably not a good idea either.
Yeah. Kids today are it's just unfortunate.
Yeah, it's a sad day when kids can't watch things explode on TV in their cartoons
and spring shoes.
Well, see, here's my thing though. Okay, not to go off on too much of a tangent, but okay, the kids, you know, some parents will just let their kids watch Rambo and stuff or whatever, and so there's exploding people everywhere, right?
Yeah, right.
The kids are watching that, but you don't see these cartoons where they explode and, you know, everything's fine. It's a joke.
Right. It's a joke. There's no guts flying everywhere.
No. They turn black for a second, and the next scene, they're fine.
Right.
I just don't understand why it's okay to keep blowing everything up in real life type situation, but it's not okay to blow up cartoons anymore.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't know.
All right. Well, appreciate that.
Patreon episode ideas, PC Police episode. We'll have to get on that.
Yeah. I could go down that rabbit hole for a long time.
Yeah. And here, speaking of rabbit hole, here is Roger hanging.
By his arms.
Yeah.
And Jessica. Hey, okay, so.
And see, that's what
happens. Did
happened. You say he ends up getting himself caught? Constantly,
yes.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, did you watch this movie as a kid? Did you say you did, or you were not?
I mean, I did, but it wasn't one that I watched a whole lot.
It's kind of like The Simpsons, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, did you think Jessica was like smoking hot?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
everybody did.
I know, right?
Right.
That's not. I mean, it's not fair to show little 8-9-year-old boys that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know,
they don't know what to do with it.
There's another Patreon episode, characters we thought were attractive.
Okay, yeah, okay. We probably should save that for Patreon where we can get a little looser.
One. What was that one? Did I really... It may have been... I don't know. Never mind.
In here?
No, not in here. No.
Oh, you're just thinking of cartoon characters?
Yeah.
Patty Mayonnaise?
No.
No, I wasn't really. I didn't really like Patty Mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's Doug's woman.
Yeah. Okay, and then here's your
rainbow
of love there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so now we'll talk about the game.
Okay, so let's do like we always do. We'll start with childhood. Did you play this when you were a kid?
Did not play this because I wasn't a big fan of the movie, so I wasn't really tempted to play it. You know.
Okay, so I rented this a lot when I was a kid, mainly just because I liked Roger Rabbit, so I wanted to play a Roger Rabbit game. My experience with it when I was a kid was much the same experience with it when I was an adult. I couldn't figure out how to do anything.
Right. So, yeah, it's really hard to do without, like, a game fax.
Yeah.
This is going to make me sound like an idiot, but, like, I started out, like, in the room. So you start out, like, in whatever, your office.
Office,
with Roger. And I'm like, I don't even know, am I supposed to do something in here? And it took me a while just to figure out that I need to leave. And...
And down is leave, right?
Right, right.
You don't even, typically you would want to look for like a door or something.
Yeah, and I was going side to side, left to right, and I'm like, not out. I don't get it. So, and then I eventually figured out how to get out. And so I punched, you know, and so then, you know, I just kind of punched Roger for a little while.
Yeah, yeah, might as well.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah.
Then I got out. And then you see this wallet laying on the ground. And I need to return that to its rightful owner because, you know, I'm a detective. And then pot, somebody knocks a pot down on your head.
Yeah, you're just trying to be a good Samaritan.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody knocks a pot on your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And so a lot of this game, when I first started playing it, was just trying to figure out what to do. And you go around, you go, and you see these people, and you say, can I help you? And some of them say, no, I can't help you. Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. Some of them say, yes, I can help you. This building is empty.
Right. So it's like,
yeah, I can't help you. I've got nothing for you.
There's nothing
Keep
here.
Keep walking. Yeah. And then I go to do a little reading, figure out that you're supposed to be finding these pieces of the wheel, and try not to, you know, cheat by looking at where they would be. And so then you run into these weasels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the weasels actually were kind of my favorite part of the game. Because either you got to fight the weasel, or...
Which is really hard.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing. The controls on this game. Not very good. But anyway. Or, my favorite part, tell a corny joke.
Mm-hmm.
So, or just...
And these are like really corny dad line. Jokes, you know?
Yeah. Would you like to hear some of them?
Sure. Most of them didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Okay, I'll just read some that make sense. What animal can you never trust?
A cheetah.
A cheetah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't
get
that
one right. Where is Timbuktu?
Between Timbuk1 and Timbuk3?
Aha. Okay. Why is a river rich?
Because it makes lots of deposits.
No. Good answer, though. Good answer. It's between two banks, or it has two banks. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Yeah. I was thinking more, you know, depositing silts and things into the ground.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked the answer. What does an elephant do when it rains?
Gets an umbrella.
Gets wet.
That's a good one.
That's my favorite.
That's a good one.
How do you make a coat last?
Put a bunch of other pieces of clothing in line in front of it.
Yeah, you make the trousers first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see. What goes TikTok wolf?
I don't know.
A watchdog.
Uh-huh, okay.
So take all these jokes and tell them at your next dinner party.
I will do that.
I like this one. What is the best cure for water on the brain?
A paper towel.
A tap on the head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
But when you tell these jokes, you don't get the response of, oh, yeah, that's good. I like that. You get, like... hysterical laughter from the weasels.
Yeah. So the mechanic of the game is, right, so every now and then the weasels will come and, like, kidnap Roger the Rabbit, or Roger Rabbit. They'll come and kidnap Roger Rabbit. And when they do that, in order to get him back, you have to go to the weasels, and they'll tell you this joke, right? Or I don't know if it's the weasels telling you the joke, or if it's Roger telling the joke, and you answering it, and it makes the weasels laugh.
I think
that's what it is.
Yeah.
So Roger tells the joke, you tell the punchline, and if you get the punchline right, the weasels laugh and they let him go. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty neat mechanic in this game.
That's what I said. That's my favorite part of this game.
It may be my favorite part of this game, too.
It's the jokes.
Yes.
So, yeah. Or you fight the weasels, like we said, which is, like you said, really hard. And it's really hard because the mechanics aren't that great.
The controls in this game are pretty bad.
Yeah.
I thought. Well, they're pretty loose. Like, he's a little loosey-goosey.
He's loosey-goosey, and he takes a big wind-up to punch, regardless. Now, you can hold the button down, and he'll, like, take a bigger wind-up. But even if you just tap it, he still takes a wind-up.
I loved in the game when you take the big wind-up, the little dance he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you notice the little dance Eddie does?
And as those in the watch the UFC know, what they call telegraphing their punches.
Yeah, that's certainly a telegraph. Although, you know, it is a cartoon, or he's supposed to be, it's part cartoon, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look who it is.
Who is it? The cat?
Yep.
The lap cat.
Yep. She's back. But anyway.
She's looking at the mic.
Yep. Like, now she's looking at me.
Yep. With those loving kitty cat eyes.
It's weird. But
hey, I don't know if this applies to cats or not, but I read. Okay, you know, Amber and I, we subscribe to these dog magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're like dog freaks. We love the dogs. Mm-hmm. Or we love our dog. Mm-hmm. We read in there that if you're, you know, most dogs, if you look at them in the eyes, they'll either get mad or look away.
Mm-hmm.
But if a dog really, really loves you, it will just stare at you when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the same applies to cats, but if that's true, that cat is like, is ready to just like jump your bones right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good. Now,
can I say...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, okay. I'll go first. I just want to say that there's a stark difference in our podcast when we record at night versus in the morning by how, like, loose we feel as far as what we say. Because I would have never said jump your bones at 8 a.m.
Yeah. But you know what? I did like what you put on Facebook earlier today, which was the dog that finished 7th in the marathon.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
Yeah, he just runs a marathon.
On accident. He's just like, oh, there's people running, I'll run with you.
Hey, okay.
And then he gets 7th place. I don't know if that's saying something good about the dog or bad about the people in the marathon.
Yeah. I don't know. It seemed like a pretty decent time. It was like a little over an hour for our path.
It was like an hour and a half. Yeah. I mean, that's good.
Yeah. So, you know. Okay, back to the game. You know, if I was a weasel in the animal kingdom, I'd be pretty happy.
This is not related to the game, is it?
Yeah. Back to the game. Let me tell you something about something in the animal. Now, if I was a weasel, I'd be pretty aggravated because Hollywood gives a pretty bad rap to weasels. Have weasels ever had a good role in any cartoon or movie?
No, they're always the bad guy or comic relief.
And usually, when you call somebody a weasel, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
What did weasels do?
In real life?
Mm-hmm.
Or what did they do to get the bad rap?
Why do weasels Why did they choose a weasel?
I don't know. I feel like weasels, are they conniving little thieves? Do they like steal trash and stuff? They're kind of like raccoons.
I'll tell you what gets in my trash. It's not raccoons. It's not possums. It's crows.
The crows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
You can see
what do they get out of there?
Anything.
Crows get in the trash.
I think crows are smart. I don't know if you've ever like looked in the crows.
I gave one an IQ test one time. Flying colors. Passed with flying colors.
Yeah. 160, actually. Insanely high. No, crows are apparently like really smart, and they can learn, I remember reading about these experiments that they did that like basically proved that they could learn and problem solve and communicate with one another. And they also have facial recognition abilities.
Really?
Like, they can recognize your human faces, not just like other birds. Like, there's a certain, like, wasps can recognize faces, but it's faces of other wasps. And it's just how they know who's the bad guys, who's the good guys. But crows... Well,
the wasps are the bad guys. They're always the bad guys.
In that case, it's just all of them.
That's so that they know which one of them is also a bad guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's a bad guy. Keep him around. The crows, like, they can recognize like us, and people that work with crows apparently like have to wear masks and stuff because they'll like they remember them. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. But up here they just get in my trash.
Yeah.
And laugh about
it. You should probably cover your trash.
I do, but they take the lid off. I'm not joking.
God, those smart crows.
Well, the lid's not very tight, but
I didn't know if it's just like four crows are holding on to the top of the lid trying to fly away.
Maybe
crows are strong like ants that can carry more than their own weight.
Yeah. I did see about four crows fighting a hawk the other day.
So, did the hawk win?
Well, I don't know. They're chasing the hawk off. Hawk was probably trying to eat their babies. Something.
I got you. Okay, we should probably talk about this game for a minute.
Yeah, okay.
So I want you to rattle off some of the good things first. Give me two or three good things you liked about the game.
Graphics, I liked.
Okay, yeah, they're pretty good.
Songs, the music I liked, except that it was a little repetitive. Now, I did not get to the part of battling Judge Doom, but I did look it up on YouTube, and I'd suggest you listen to that little ditty if you haven't before, because that's a pretty cool song. And then...
Yeah, I didn't make it to him either, so y'all have to listen to it.
And then, of course, I like the jokes. The joke aspect.
Okay, but, yeah, I like the jokes too.
But that's about it. The sprites, the graphics, you know, stuff like that were really good.
Okay, I like the graphics. I like the backgrounds and stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like the sprites all that much.
Roger's sprite was pretty good.
Rogers was good. He had multiple colors in him, though. Everybody else seemed to be all one color, which kind of bothers me sometimes in games. Mm-hmm. Like, when their skin and their outfit's all kind of the same color, you know?
Right.
It didn't happen too often, but the main guy all the time, Eddie, he is the same color as his jacket, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
But the backgrounds are really cool, and especially when you get to the tune part. I don't know if you made it to the tune part or watched it on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it. I didn't get to it.
When you get to Toontown, the graphics are really cool.
Yeah.
I liked them a lot. I also agree with you on the jokes. The jokes are really fun.
Yeah.
Almost to the point where I liked it for the first few times that Roger got caught.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
Here it is.
Eventually.
You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What tuba can't you play? A tuba toothpaste. It's very true.
The weasel sprites are pretty good too, though.
Yeah. Okay. All the cartoons are pretty good. It's the people that aren't.
Yeah.
And the backgrounds are good too. So, I don't know. In general, the graphics are really good. I do like them. Mm-hmm. I will agree with that. And like I said, the tune, when you get to Toontown, the backgrounds and stuff are really good. So the graphics in general are good. The, like you said, the songs are pretty catchy, but they get annoying really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the same all the time. Except for, it changes when you go inside and outside, or like 2D to overhead or whatever.
Right.
But they don't transition well. It's just, for some reason, the inside song and the outside song, I just don't like the way that it transitions for me. I don't know. It's
like
really upbeat when you're outside, and then when you go inside, it's like, meow, 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 meow. Right. You know, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. What about, because it like starts out with like this, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I just don't like when I go inside, mainly. I really don't like the music when I go inside anything. And you do it so much that it just kind of gets annoying to me. And like I said earlier, I like the little dance that the guy does whenever you get ready to punch. I like the little punchy dance. There was something else I really liked. I was trying to think of it. I don't know. I may have to go with the master going with some dislikes here.
Is this the guy that scared you?
Yes. The bug eyes. He scared the crap out of me. So here we go. In this picture that you have up.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
That you had up. That's fine. No, that's fine. You don't have to put it back. the bad guy scared me.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Rabbit, I thought was hot. Mm-hmm. And Roger, I thought was cool. I mean, he's kind of annoying little jokey guy, but I liked him. So,
right.
In the movie, in the game, Roger's just kind of there.
Yeah.
He just kind of follows you around. At least he doesn't. You can't hurt him. He can't be hurt. He can be captured, but he can't really be hurt.
Right.
Like he can get run over by a car, and he's fine. If you get run over, you lose. But if he gets run over, it's no big deal. No big deal.
Yeah, he just gets up. Well, he's a cartoon. Right.
You're still sharing your screen.
I know. I'm turning it off.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. I just let you know.
Jokes pulled up.
Ah. We didn't do a high score challenge on this one. Kind of dropped the ball. I didn't realize there were high scores in until I started playing it. Mm-hmm. And it was too late. It was too late by that point. Do you know of any tips or tricks in this game?
Ooh. Yes, I do. Got them pulled up here somewhere. Somewhere. Sweet. All right, here we go. So there's some passwords that you can use, apparently.
At the very beginning of the game, you can.
Roger the Rabbit and Eddie, if you type that in, it's 6 extra lives.
Oh.
At the code entry screen, simply enter all Z's, and it takes you, apparently, to the final battle with the judge.
Oh, cool.
So, you can do that. Type all 9s on the password, and you'll brought back to the main title screen, and basically in the game you get 2 things of everything and some extras. There's a password here for a well-armed Roger Rabbit.
I guess
know.
That means you have a bunch of weapons. I guess maybe you have a bunch of weapons?
I guess, yeah. But it's a long password here. There's a password.
They're all pretty long.
All items. Another one for start with the dynamite plunger. Start with a dynamite plunger and 8 whistles. And start with half of every item and half of the will. So
these are just probably just the passwords that you naturally get when you're playing the game.
Yeah.
It's a fairly long game, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say if you really know what you're doing, you could maybe beat it in an hour.
Right.
Maybe an hour and a half.
Right.
If you're like me and you have no idea what you're doing, I played it for an hour, hour and a half. at least.
Right.
And never made it anywhere. I got the car. Oh, that's another. That was the other thing I like. I like driving the car. I think driving the car is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get the car and drive it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like driving the car. The car is fun. I never did get to my gripes though. Pretty much everything else.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much everything else. Joking. I don't like the way the game controls and stuff.
Yeah. And they just...
I don't like the lack of direction.
Yeah, there's no direction in it, and it's like... couldn't figure out what to do, and there doesn't seem to be, like... for a long time, there doesn't seem to be, like, a whole... like, a point to it. I don't know.
And I most of the stuff you pick up... there's a lot of stuff you pick up that's just points.
Yeah.
Which is fine if... if it wasn't for the fact that some of the stuff you pick up is not just points, but there's really no... I couldn't really figure out which one was... what was... you know... I mean, I just picked up everything, but I never really knew when I got something that was worth using, like something I could use, or if it's something that was just points, or...
Yeah, so... that's pretty much the same gripes I had. It's just... I didn't even really have a whole lot of fun with it. I guess I could see where it would be... entertaining, especially if it had the nostalgia aspect to it, which I didn't, so that kind of hurt it going into it.
You know, I'm going to be honest, and I'm sorry, Andy, but I had the nostalgia, and I still just really did not have a lot of fun playing this game. It's just, I don't know what, I can't really put my finger on it, besides maybe just the controls and lack of direction, but... there's a lot of good ideas in this game, really. It's just parts of it just aren't executed as well as I would have liked.
A for effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe right. C plus.
Is that kind of like affect defect?
Yeah. Affort.
Affort. Affort, effort.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
See, I don't know. I like the idea of collect. It almost plays like an old point and click adventure game, right?
Yeah.
But it's almost like they took the idea of a point-and-click adventure game and shoehorned in just, like, points and, you know...
A fighting game.
Yeah, they kind of shoehorned in action where it maybe not didn't need to be. Like, you can look at games like Maniac Mansion. Perfectly good point-and-click adventure game done on the NES. If you would have done Roger Rabbit more closely in the style of that, it probably would have been a lot better game.
Yeah,
in my opinion, but
and this topic gets brought up every time, so I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it, but it's like, you know, I think sometimes when games that are based on movies get the rush them through, it doesn't really matter if it's a great game, just let's capitalize on it, you know. And I hate to say that, because maybe the developers really spent a lot of time on that, and I'd hate to characterize it if they did, but it certainly feels like that a lot of the time.
And I will say also that they did craft a somewhat unique experience. It is different than a lot of other... we said that about Bart versus Space Mutants also, but... and this game's kind of in the same realm.
They're really almost kind of similar, play back-to-back like this. You know, they're...
yeah.
As far as... especially the way the gripes do them. Mm-hmm. I think my likes and my gripes are about the same. Because I said that I like the graphics of the Simpsons game. Whatever.
Yeah. I got you. I feel you. Well, was it... let's do the our usual. Is it fun? Is it worth it? How much to go for?
Well, on Amazon, you can get it for $3.90.
Oh, wow.
Well, $4 shipping. So, $8. $10. Okay. Let's say $8, okay. $10.
At $10, no. Yeah. I say no. Although, if you could find it for that $350 or whatever,
absolutely.
You can't go wrong with any game for that, really.
And that's the $5 rule. That's the $5 rule. Anything $5 or less,
just get it.
Pull the trigger. Right.
Pull the trigger. I mean, you can get... I will say you can get about an hour's worth of fun out of this game.
Yeah.
Definitely. And is $5 worth an hour of your time? For me, it is, yes.
And the way games are, you know, being traded and sold nowadays, buy the game, and if you don't like it, just sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
No.
I can see that. So, that's what we say about that.
Very non-committal answers.
That's us, man. We don't. That's why we don't do ratings, like right. True ratings.
Right.
You know, we don't want to. We don't want to answer a question or anything.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. You got any trophies?
I've got two that I like, and one that I don't. I might not say my third one. We'll just.
Okay. I've got five, but I think I may stick with just my top three.
Okay.
Actually, I've got three, and then I've got two quotes from the movie that we could make into trophies if we wanted to.
I like it.
Okay.
Go ahead with your first one.
Okay. My first one is, actually, all of these are actually quotes from the movie, but two of them I'll leave for us to tag team. All right. The first one is, "Jeepers, Eddie, that was swell. You saved my life. How can I ever repay you?" And that is "Save Roger from the Weasels." It's a pretty long trophy name. These are all long trophy names because they're quotes from the movie. But
sweet. I like it. My first one is "It's a me, Mario." And that is "Beat the Game." Because Bob Hoskins played Mario and Eddie Bunny.
Yeah, okay. That's good. My next one is "Just like a tune to drop a safe on a guy's head." And that is "Get hit on the head with a pot."
Nice. My next one is "The Husker." The Husker trophy. And that is "Tell a corny joke correctly to free Roger."
Okay. I don't get it.
Corn husk. Corny joke.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
I thought it was
when
great.
You have to explain it, it's
maybe
not funny
not.
Anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's good. I just I'm dumb, I guess.
Nebraska people would get it.
Yeah,
Eric Purcell,
I'm sure we got a lot of listeners.
Iowa and, close enough. He'll get it.
Iowa. Yeah, Iowa. They got a lot of corn in Iowa. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll
okay.
get it.
Okay. That one was for Dude Purcell.
Right.
All right. My last one is "No tune can resist the old shaving a haircut trick."
Love it.
And that
Love
is
it already.
That's Roger gets run over.
I'm not gonna say my third one because I don't like it. Crossing it out.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, and then here's these next two are quotes from the movie that maybe we can come up with a trophy for. All right.
Okay.
I don't have a good trophy for either one of these. Okay. "You don't know how hard it is being a man looking at a woman looking the way you do."
Hmm. You could be, well, you've already got to beat the game, right? No,
you
no.
Did. I don't.
You didn't. I think that'd be a beat the game because you say, because
you save
free
Jessica.
But
you also save all the tens in the entire game, entire world.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do, when you ask a woman, can you help me? And she tells you no.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Perfect.
I love it. That's it. That's
all
it.
Right. Okay, here's the other one. "Is that a rabbit in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?"
I don't know about that one. It's a good joke.
Yeah, I guess no. There's no trophy for that one, but
yeah.
I just like that. It's a good line from the movie.
Yeah, yeah. I may need to watch this movie again.
I think I need to. It's been a long time. I need to watch it. All right. Do you want to give it a rating?
All right.
So when I was thinking of ratings, I was thinking of the time we gave our favorite vomit story.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to do another vomit one. But the reason I thought about it is because I have an even better vomit story than the one I told.
Why don't you just tell the vomit story?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't want to give this game a vomit rating anyways, because I don't know. It's not vomit inducing. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a Patreon pick, and I don't want to make anybody mad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just kidding. Uh-huh. The money speaks, you know. No, not really. But so I do want to go ahead and tell this vomit story because it's better than the vomit story that I told on the vomit rating episode.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know. You know Chili's, the restaurant Chili's, right?
Yeah.
Okay. People out there listening, I don't know if you have Chili's in your area, but don't worry. This is nothing bad about Chili's, okay? And nobody got sick from their food. Well, maybe, but it wasn't me. So. Okay, so Amber and I, we went to Chili's, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting down eating. Hang on. What have you sent me?
How we're going to rate this now. I sent this.
Okay,
how
perfect.
We're gonna
rate this. Perfect. Okay, okay. All right. I think we've done that before. No, we did. Okay, anyway, sorry. We did ducks before.
Yeah.
Okay, so Amber and I went to Chili's, right? We're having a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. Actually, our food had just come out. So we, you know, we're sitting down, we're eating, nice dinner. Next thing I know, this guy walks up to our table. Okay. He walks up to our table. I'm not looking at him. So he's like standing kind of behind me, you know?
Yeah.
And Amber's looking at him. He walks up to our table. He goes, "Tyler," and it just spews everywhere.
And so wrong. Did you say wrong guy? Did you mean to puke on Tyler? Puked on me.
So he didn't actually puke on me. He just puked in the floor. But like. I didn't see the Tyler part, but I turned after he yelled Tyler, I turned around just in time to see the projectile vomit just coming flying out of his mouth.
That's pretty good.
Amber saw the whole thing. She said he walked up like scared looking, went like this, like covering his face, yelled Tyler, and then just vomit flew everywhere.
Tyler. Would the Tyler come to his rescue?
No, there was never a Tyler that I saw.
Tyler's that's just what he yells. Maybe his name is Tyler. Maybe that's his name. No, Tyler, don't puke.
Or maybe that he just likes to announce his presence every day. So anyways, think about that next time you're at Chili's eating your.
Did you get a free meal or anything out of that, or did you just?
No.
Did they? So what happens when somebody pukes in a restaurant? Because I know, like, clearly we saw what happened when a Carl was pulled, but yeah. What generally happens?
Okay, so let me break it down for you. Post the Tyler scream and vomit all over the floor. So the kid, he goes to the bathroom, and I don't ever remember seeing him come out, but of course my back was to him. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, he may just went in the bathroom and just died. But so what happened for us though is our waitress came and to like refill our drinks or whatever, and I guess I didn't even notice, and we said, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's like a pool of, you know, half-eaten food over here, mixed in with a little bit of stomach acid.
It's not good advertisement for your menu. Yeah. I have it partially digested on the floor.
Yeah, the waitress is like, yeah, let me go get somebody. So she went, and I could see like three or four of the waitresses and like some of the staff all like over in the corner like, playing the game of not it.
Not
you know?
Gonna do it. Right.
And eventually I think the manager came over and cleaned it up. But
yet nobody has gone to check on Tyler. Potentially no, Tyler.
Nobody cares about Tyler or Tyler's friend, whoever he is.
Who belongs to this vomit. Was there ever a question that she like say, did you vomit or did
No, she never questioned me whether or not
she like, oh, I'm sorry, I threw up right here. You're going to need to just got to watch that when you're over here.
Oh, boy.
That reminds me of another good vomit story that you're probably aware of. One of our good friends.
Does it involve me?
Not you. Okay. One of our good friends. It was his birthday, may have been 21st, I don't know.
shall remain nameless, I'm assuming, based on this story.
Yeah. We were at Cool Beans for this event. I think you were there. I think you're going to remember this.
Okay.
And said
this
friend...
This isn't the trough story, is it?
No, but that was pretty good too.
No, okay, then I've got a good one right after you. This has turned into the vomit episode.
So, said friend vomits, but does it so inconspicuously that like no bouncers or workers of the restaurant or bar see it happen. So he just like pukes in the floor. It's just like sitting in the floor and nothing's happening. Like nobody's like saying get out or nobody's cleaning it up. It's just like in the floor and we're just kind of like standing there. Well, along comes this girl just having the night of her life. And
oh, yes, I remember this story. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
To what I remember, had a white dress on and slips up in the vomit. Right. All over the place, all over. And we're just like, they're like, what? Who puked? Like, why is there puke in the floor? And our friend who did puke, who did do it, was just like standing there, just like, wasn't me.
That's funny. Okay, so the trough story, okay? Mm-hmm. Same place, Cool Beans.
Mm-hmm.
Another friend, not the same friend, but another friend. I guess... wasn't feeling too good.
He had this look.
He had this. He kind of had a green look about him. I don't even think it was from drinking. I think he had something else going on. But he went to the bathroom, and he was in there for a little while. And he comes back. He comes back out, and he said, "Guys, I think I'm gonna have to go. I don't feel too good." And we said, "Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow sometime." And so he leaves. Then I go into the bathroom after him. And, you know, like in some, you know, some bathrooms, some guys' bathrooms, there's like a trough that you pee in. It's just a, you know, it's like a horse trough.
Right.
But you just pee in and it just goes down a hole. And well, in this one, there's a trough. And then to the kind of to the side, there's a sink for you to wash your hands and stuff. Okay. Well, when I go to the bathroom right after this guy, I see just like, there's just like puke all in the trough in a line from the trough to the sink.
To this day, it's a good debate on whether it started at the sink and went through the trough, or started at the trough and went to the sink.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it wasn't
it's
like
a mystery.
It wasn't like it went to just one area in the trough. It was like the entirety of the trough.
It's like the length. Of course, there was water running through the trough, so it's probably because it just got washed around.
But it looked like he had just like started on one end and just went all the way to the end and then into the sink.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Oh boy.
Okay, so
I could keep going. I've got about three or four more vomit.
There's a lot of vomit stories out there.
We'll save them. Mm-hmm. We'll save them. And I hate to sully poor Andy's episode with all this vomit talk, but you know, sometimes you just got to go down those rabbit holes.
Right. Right. Okay.
Okay, so you got us a way of rating this game.
Yeah. Breed of bunny. Breed of rabbit.
Breed of bunny.
Yeah.
Bunny breed.
Mm-hmm.
I know which one's my favorite.
Okay, which one's your favorite?
Okay, so it probably won't be... it won't be the rating for this game, because this one's my favorite.
Okay.
It's just your basic American chinchilla.
Yeah. It's a good classic.
It's classic. They're sweet. They do the little nose thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I like.
My favorite is the French lop. I had a French lop.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sweet.
He was really soft.
Big ears.
Yeah.
Okay, so for this game, which one are you giving this game?
I'm going to give this game a... lilac. Because
the lilac
just appears. It's really just neither here nor there. Just kind of a rabbit. It doesn't have the wild look as like the American chinchilla classic look. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of tan. And it just has like regular ears. Ooh, nothing special.
It looks very complacent.
Yeah. And that's about this game. It's just Nothing special. Sorry, Andy.
Okay. Sorry, Andy. I want to give this one the Belgian hair.
Okay.
Because it looks kind of weak. Like it like it needs a little something else to eat.
Yeah, it does. This rabbit is starving to death.
Yeah. So, listeners, you're unaware of this, but Justin actually sent me a PDF of various rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in this PDF, the Belgian hair is pretty thin. It looks like it's about to die.
Yeah. So, it's not like the satin angora down here that may or may not have legs. It's so fat.
Yeah, no. The Belgian hair is a pretty weak-looking rabbit. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to give this game. Because I feel like this game, if it had a little more meat on its bones, it'd probably be pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you ever ate rabbit, speaking of meat on the bones?
I don't believe I have. Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. It's a little gamey.
I've always heard it's good. Now, I'll tell you, do you know why rabbits have different sized ears?
I do not.
So, the ears are a way that a rabbit dissipates heat from its body. And if you notice, and I'm pretty sure I've got this the right way. It's either this way or the other way around. But, rabbits
warmer
that are...
Warmer climates have bigger ears.
Right, right. Warmer ones that are, in the desert have, really big ears. And then there's, an Arctic bunny, and it has, itty-bitty tiny ears.
So global warming tells us that all rabbits will eventually have gigantic ears.
Right.
Okay. Right. Sweet. All right, do you want to do some listener feedback?
Yes, the Arctic hares. Yeah, they have smaller ears. Anyway, listener feedback. Yeah.
Okay.
If I can get it pulled up here real quick.
Okay. While you do that, I'll hit the emails.
Okay.
We've got two emails. First one is from Padres40 at hotmail.com, which I probably should not have said that.
Well, I can edit that out.
Edit that out. Let me get to your time.
Yeah.
And if you're listening live, do not spam that guy.
Don't try to sell him Ray-Bans. Please.
If you try to sell him Ray-Bans, and then he's going to hate us.
Yeah.
I apologize. He'll probably have to change his email.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's about 1 hour and 7 minutes.
All right.
Good thing only two people ever watched the
live
version. Anyways, Padres 40. If it makes you feel any better, we have emails that we give out all the time too. So, love your show. I'm a collector myself and almost have a full NTSC set. This show brings back awesome memories. Missed you guys, and I'm glad you're back on a regular schedule. I can't wait for the new episode. I'll be playing along. Keep up the good work. 5-star.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Now a 2-star that we gave out his email.
Yeah. Next email. All right. Now that you have given out my email address.
I hate you.
Right.
All right. This one, I don't know if this is legit or not, but if it is, we've got some people from across the seas.
Okay. From unknown.
This one is from... No, this one's actually from the Ukraine. It is from Tomek. I would just say it's from Tomek, because I don't want to give out another email.
It would have been funny if you accidentally gave out the...
Okay. This one's from Tomek. It says, "Hello, with great pleasure to listen to your programs. Thank you very much for your work, quality programs, and good mood. We would like to get something from your souvenirs. Is it possible or not? Thank you very much for your attention. Have a nice and prosperity. Your fan." And then he gives his address, which is in the Ukraine. So I don't know if that's legit or not. He wants some souvenirs. Well, he likes the programs.
Hey.
Could be legit.
Could be.
I mean, it's worded in such a way, and it's the formatted is in such a way that it doesn't seem spammy.
Right.
And normally when somebody's spamming you, they don't just give you their address.
Right.
So maybe they're wanting some swag.
Maybe.
All right, how about some...
All right, I got some Facebook. Well,
you got Facebook.
I did.
Let me hit all mine real quick.
Okay.
Just got a couple more. This is from Google Plus. It's from Ryan Ballard. Looking forward to this one. Can't recall having played it. And then I got some Twitter. Real quick.
Okay.
Twitter's actually kind of firing up a little bit.
Everybody's moving away from Facebook, man. You think it's good?
I'd love to move away from Facebook.
It's the way of the world.
I hate that thing.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. Paul and Andy from Power Trip Gaming, who we had on the show not too long ago, says two things. One, Jessica Rabbit, tongue face. And two, blame not LJN, blame Rare. They were the developer.
Okay.
All right. Kylo Ren from Star Wars,
apparently, yeah.
Says, awful game. All the LJN games were and are awful. Matt Raithel, who we had on the show before as well, says, was a really wacky game with the overworld / side-scrolling combo exploration. Pretty cool overall, though. All right. Thanks, Matt. We'll have to get you back on the show soon.
Yeah.
It was a good time. I liked it. Ultra Lavos, who wrote in last week. So thanks for tweeting at us again. He says, this is the pot of gold at the end of the LJN rainbow. So I guess he likes it.
He does.
And let's see. Since 81 says, that's a great pick. So Twitter likes it.
All right. Cool. They probably won't like this podcast after listening to this episode, you know.
No.
All right, so Facebook. Eric Purcell starts us off with, never played it. I do feel a sense of impending doom brought on by that LJN horror rainbow. And I'm gonna skip a few because there's a reply basically down here by Sean Muldowney. Who said, Eric, I've looked time and time again. There is never any gold at the end of an LJN rainbow.
Nice.
Cleva the Great said, patty cake. Gabe Van Gilder said, never played this either. Peter Guzman said, never did play nor watch the movie. But I have seen those famous screenshots.
I don't know what those are.
I don't know what he's meaning. I feel like I'm out of the loop on something.
I feel like it probably has something to do with Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. I can't believe he's never seen the movie.
I can't either.
It's
such a classic.
Right. It's like one of those our generation everybody saw.
Yeah, it must be.
All right. So, Nick Stevens says, ugh, I hate this game. Cleva the Great said, can this really be labeled a game? LOL. And Joe Copel says, even the corny jokes. Come on, bro. This game has your name written all over it. Replying to Nick Stevens, by the way.
Yeah, Nick, you know, it does kind of play a little bit like a Genesis game, I will say.
Yeah.
Reminded me a little bit of playing my Genesis.
Yeah. Okay. So Douglas Dalecki Jr.? Said, not to be mean, but is Andy mad at you guys? And then you replied,
maybe that's it.
And then you replied, I think Andy likes the game, Doug. Haha. And I may too, for all you know. Stay tuned. And then Andy replied, said, I love this game. I'm actually surprised that I'm alone in that opinion. So, there you go.
All right. Andy, you're not alone.
Yeah.
You don't really have our support,
yeah,
or very many people's support, but go to Twitter. Twitter, they loved it over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's about it, though.
He did comment saying that he was going to choose either this game or Goonies 2 and went with the one that was easier to find.
I've never played Goonies 2, actually.
I haven't either, but I've heard it's really good.
I've heard it's good, but I haven't played it.
Talk how good it is, so yeah, we'll see. Okay, Joe Copel says, don't call the 1-800 number Jessica gives you. Last I knew, it went to an adult hotline. And how do you know that, Joe?
Joe, so, do you have something
so
to
funny
tell us?
Story. Joe called that line, and it took him 45 minutes to figure out how to hang up. No, Joe, I kid. All right, Joe also said, all in all, I like this game. It colorful, faithful to the movie. The corny jokes are top-notch. Nick Stevens would be in awe. Like its predecessor, Dick Tracy, you get clues and investigate different areas, including Toontown. Wasn't a bad game, but this is one of those birthday gifts you had to play until you got something better for Christmas. And then Christopher Hodges is going to round us out with, I love this game. It was definitely different than most games out at the time. I put many hours into this as a kid, but never finished it. When a game has a good soundtrack like this does, thank you, David Wise, you don't mind wandering around for hours searching every trash can and dresser in sight. Very mixed opinions out there on
yeah,
this game.
Yeah, this is a hot topic.
Yeah.
People either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so.
You know, normally we have a consensus, generally, but this one's a toss-up.
Yeah. So I typed in Who Framed Roger Rabbit screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see anything that's like, I don't know. Maybe,
Bug-eyed guy?
Yeah. Bug-eyed guy all over the place.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Peter, share them with us if they're not profane. Which I don't imagine there being much anything profane in
right.
Roger Rabbit. So find it and share it with us. It'd be good.
All right.
Well, I would say that people should probably follow the Retro Junkies and go to the website.
Yes.
RetroJunkies.com. Listen to those shows because they're all awesome. Except for Genesis Shows. Don't listen to that one.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's trash.
That one. It's trash.
Yeah. Not really.
No, it's good. I like it.
Yeah.
I listen to it, you know, just so I can get an idea of what not to say on this show.
Right.
We do have a couple calls. I'm probably going to save them for now.
Okay.
But we do have a couple calls. We'll save them because we're running a little longer
than
usual.
Yeah, we got a long show here.
Lots of tangent talk as usual. But I think we got a good amount of game talk in here too.
Yeah.
We also had a couple slip ups, I think.
Yeah. We'll get them.
Outside
we'll
of
get
our normal.
Yeah. All right. So, you know where you can find us. Facebook, of course, Twitter, of course, all the social medias, and of course go to our website, nesdudes.com, twodudesinanest.com, and then 10dudes.com. And of course
I do have something to say about that.
Okay.
I'm working on revamping it.
Okay.
So the website is gonna be awesome and better.
Sweet.
But not yet. But it'll get there. The other thing is, goes back to the Retro Junkies. I forgot to mention it. The Retro Junkies are going to be at the Lexington Comic Con coming up in March. Some of them, probably not everybody, obviously, but a lot of the guys are going to try to make it down there. I may or may not make it. It depends on school and work and stuff, and whether or not Amber wants to come with me. But Lexington's not far from where I live, so.
Yeah,
I don't know about you,
really,
Justin.
Not far from where I live.
Yeah, so.
When is it exactly?
It's like second week of March, I think.
Okay.
So you may see us there. I don't know. We'll keep you posted as we approach. But just keep it in your ears if you're close to Lexington, or even if you're not close to Lexington, you want to go a long ways to the Comic Con, then the Retro Junkies will have a booth that you can go check out.
Sweet. All right.
That's it.
Well, we will see you next week.
Yep, have a good one.